The question was asked. We find times where the leader is limited in his growth because the people aren't on a high enough level. And then we find that by Noach, it says, had he been in Avram's time, he wouldn't have been counted. Shouldn't he have been more if he was in the time of more tzaddikim? So the two concepts are really disjointed. The first concept is that the leader or the prophet or the tzaddik is not a standalone. He gets his strength from the people. And so the Talmud tells us that among the students, the Talmidim of Hillel, you had people who were so great that they were worthy of prophecy, like Moshe, like Yeshua, like they were tremendous. But their generation wasn't worthy. So when we look at the generation at large, the generation has to be worthy in order for the giants to be able to attain the heights that they can. And so when the people of Israel, when Am Yisrael transgresses with the Egel, with the golden calf, and then with the Meraglim, with the spies, so then Moshe is diminished. Moshe's capacity for prophecy is diminished. But that's because the Jewish people at large have been diminished. That's one point. No one's talking about individuals. We're talking about the giants and the masses. If Klal Yisrael is diminished, so then the leader can't go so high. When Am Yisrael does the Egel, so the Ribon Shalom tells him, Moshe Mali, what do I need Moshe for? What does that mean, what do I need Moshe for? Moshe is a madriga. You can't stay up here on the mountaintop. You can't be on the level of Moshe when Am Yisrael has been diminished. That's the nation and the leaders. Now there's a different question. If Noach is in a generation next to Avram Avinu, if Noach is in a generation where there are a few other giants next to them or with their support, does it make him greater? Would he have become a greater person next to great people? Or was he a person who had his greatness as a standalone? His whole generation was sinking. Do you say, even though his whole generation was sinking, look at what he accomplished? Had he been in a better time where people were not so amoral, then he would have been able to accomplish more. His credit is that in a generation that was minus a million, he was plus 50. Had he been in a generation that was plus 50, he would have been a million. Or do you say, no, Noach's whole personality, Noach's strength was that he was a standalone. Had he been in a generation that was plus 50, no one would have looked at him. He would have been the same 50. He was in a generation that was minus a million, he was a 50. But you know what? If he would have been in Avram's generation where Avram was teaching and the generation was much more moral, the whole generation got a 50, Noach would still be the same 50. No, he wouldn't have even been worthy of mention.
Where do you see this?
This is the Medrash Rabbah, which is quoted in Rashi in the beginning of Noach, when it says, Noach ish tzaddik tamim haya bedorotav. The question is, the term Noach was righteous and complete in his days. That finishing sentence, in his days, is it a compliment to Noach? In spite of the fact that he lived in the most corrupt generation, he maintained a 50? Or is it saying it was only because the generation was corrupt that he stood out? Had he been in a normal or a pious generation, he wouldn't have been counted.
And another question on Noach.